Democrats' latest amnesty grows to subservient workforces. By Neil Munro on November 4, 2021. Democrats have temporarily given up on trying to win citizenship for illegal migrants and are now seeking to provide several million migrants with parole work permits for 10 years. The latest amnesty plan, dubbed Plan C, was released Wednesday. So far, it is successfully distracting establishment reporters from other damaging sections of the bill that would allow an unlimited number of foreigners to buy the legal right to live and work in the United States. The second-class amnesty is being offered to illegal migrants who arrived before 2011. It would give them the ability to fly in and out of the United States and provide them with driver's licenses to help them to compete against Americans for jobs that require long commutes or travel time, such as truck and delivery drivers. The Democrats are offering the non-citizenship amnesty to migrants who cannot earn enough to stay out of poverty, to migrants who have already lied to federal officials, and to migrants who sneaked back in after they were formally deported. The draft rule includes a section barring a walkback by a future GOP administration. The Secretary of Homeland Security may not revoke parole granted to an alien. The proposed amnesty does not include a cap. This means that pro-amnesty officials can turn a blind eye whenever ineligible migrants ask for the parole work permits. The draft law also exempts the migrants from the capped annual inflow of legal immigrants, so denying Americans an offsetting gain if fewer legal immigrants were allowed in to compete for jobs and housing. What this proposal would do is create a dramatically larger population of people who are not on any kind of citizenship track, who are a kind of permanent subservient class, said one critic, adding, "That's just bad for constitutional government." And the other side will say, "You're right, that's why we need to get green cards for them." So that's what their political game is here. The Plan C proposal seems unlikely to survive review by the Senate's debate referee, the parliamentarian. She has the power to strike the section from the Senate bill because the Democrats are trying to pass their amnesty fast-track reconciliation rules. Under those rules, Democrats need only 51 votes to pass their bill, not the usual 60 votes, but the bill can only include spending plans, not policy goals. The parliamentarian has already knocked down two amnesties as improper. So the parole plan is labeled Plan C. But the media coverage of the parole plan is helping Democrats divert media attention from other massive migration, citizenship, and workforce changes hidden within Section 60,003 of the bill. Section 60,003 allows millions of foreign temporary contract workers to buy the green cards that would let them permanently live and work in the United States. The foreigners who buy green cards via Section 60,003 would be exempt from the nation's annual cap on legal immigrants and could become citizens after 5 years, providing they work as indentured employees for several years. Section 60,003's green cards for cash proposal would help CEOs hire many more subservient foreign graduates with dangled offers of eligibility to buy green cards. CEOs already have a green card workforce of at least 1 million foreign graduates working to eventually get green cards, at a rate of about 75,000 per year. But the expanded class of indentured white-collar workers would expand government-enabled structural discrimination against American graduates, said Rob Law, the Director of Regulatory Affairs and Policy for the Center for Immigration Studies. It will be inherently impossible for U.S. graduates to compete for jobs because the foreign workers will always accept less pay because they also get the incredibly lucrative benefit of permanency in the United States, he said. Section 60,003 would eliminate Americans' right to their own national labor market. It would further reduce wages for all types of American employees. It would drive up housing costs for all Americans, and it would sharply dilute the value of American citizenship in politics. Section 60,003 also allows millions of unskilled foreigners who are now waiting overseas to become chain migrants to buy the fast-track green cards. This chain migration for cash rules would dramatically expand and accelerate the legal flood of poor chain migrants into Americans' housing market, jobs, and schools, regardless of the impact on Americans and legal immigrants. This flood of poor migrants would boost revenues for real estate companies, retailers, groceries, and government agencies, even while driving up housing prices for Americans and their children. Roughly 4 million people are now waiting years to become chain migrants, amid rules that limit the inflow to roughly 240,000 chain migrants per year, under F1, F2, F3, and F4 visas. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, focused on the section's impact for American technology grads in a November 3 op-ed at Fox News. The current draft of the Democrats' bill also includes a nearly unprecedented assault on the livelihoods of American tech workers. In service of their big money donors, Democrats intend to authorize green cards for hundreds of thousands of foreign tech workers. On day one, Democrats want to open the floodgates to 200,000 such workers. The tech industry has been subsidized with cheap foreign labor for long enough. Silicon Valley should invest in upskilling the American workforce instead of using their money to lobby Congress for a new giveaway. Senator Bill Hagerty, RTN, is also calling attention to Section 60,003's green cards for cash rule. Section 60,003 may be removed by the Senate's parliamentarian. But the section shows the Democrats' close cooperation with the Fortune 500 investors who are eager to convert salary cuts for Americans into 25-fold increases in stock market wealth for investors. Many polls show that labor migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and raises their rents. Migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and radicalizes their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.